The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Like Bob on Facebook at facebook.com/BobBurneyLive.
Welcome back to Bob Burney Live. It's 35 minutes, well, almost 36 minutes after the top of the hour. Thank you for joining me, whether you're joining me in Tampa, Florida, or Columbus, Ohio. I am so grateful that you have made the decision to spend a little bit of time with us this afternoon. Here is my telephone number. It's Open Phone Friday. We can talk about anything you want to talk about. 877-BOB-LIVE. 877-262-5483. And we're going to go back to the phones, and we're going to talk to Jim in Upper Arlington, Ohio. Jim! Welcome. Thanks for calling. You're on the air.
Good afternoon, Pastor Bob.
Good afternoon, Jim. Again.
Hey, I called for two reasons. Number one, I've just realized today I've been listening to WRFD for 44 years, and I just wanted to say thank you to everybody past, present, and future that has been supporting the radio station, whether they're on staff or they support in other ways. I just want to say thank you, because for 44 years, WRFD, Christian Radio, here in Central Ohio, has been a big part of my life. And, you know, it changes lives. God's Word changes lives. And and with all the programming that goes on day to day, I just want to say thank you. That's all.
Well, Jim, I appreciate that so much. And with your permission, I will pass that along to the staff. They will. This is the hardest working group. We have a very small staff here. We really do. I think most people assume that we have dozens and dozens of employees. We have a very small staff, stretched to the limit, because we try to be efficient with God's money, and they do incredible work. They really do. It's an honor and a privilege to be a part. I've been a part for about 31 or 32 years with my Saturdays, and then daily now for 21 and a half years. Anyway, all right, what else is on your mind?
Well, the other thing was, I know that we've had revivals here in the United States a couple of times, and people will talk about, wouldn't it be great, you know, we really need a revival now for various reasons. And and I was listening to Pastor Luke Ahrens from Vertical Church in the morning, and I forgive me if I have the Old Testament name wrong, but I think it was Nehemiah. After he built the wall, got either he or somebody else started they found the law in the temple and started reading it to the Israelites that were there. They stood there all day long in rapt attention and listened to the law.
Yes.
And they repented of their sins and returned to the Lord. But the Bible doesn't say what was being read other than the law. So I wanted to run this by you to see if maybe we could start the revival, you and me, by reading some of the law on the radio show. And I was going to ask you if I could read the entirety of the first commandment as it is written in Deuteronomy 5, verses 6 through 10, please.
Sure. Go right ahead. And most Bible scholars believe that it was probably the book of Deuteronomy that was read, although don't agree. And then the movement of God under Josiah I have a sermon on that, the greatest revival that never was, and I don't have time to go into that. But they discovered the book of the law in the temple when they were rebuilding it and had it for years. And most people assumed that that also was the book of Deuteronomy. But yes, go ahead and read.
Thank you. Here we go. Deuteronomy 5, verses 6 through 10. I am the Lord your God, who brought you out of Egypt, out of the land of slavery. You shall have no other gods before me. You shall not make for yourself an idol in the form of anything in heaven above, or on the earth beneath, or in the waters below. You shall not bow down to them or worship them. For I, the Lord your God, am a jealous God, punishing the children for the sin of the fathers to the third and fourth generation of those who hate me, but showing love to a thousand generations of those who love me and keep my commandments. Thank you for letting me do
Amen.
That. People talk about systemic this and whatever else that, and in my opinion, you know, not only the proverb that says the beginning of wisdom is fear of the Lord, I think this first commandment here about the sins of the parents yeah. passing on to the generation.
We know this, Jim. No revival has ever existed apart from the teaching, preaching of God's word and a mighty movement of repentance that begins with God's people. That's where mm-hmm. it begins. Revivals don't begin externally and then come back mm-hmm. into the church. It begins mm-hmm. in the church and then it spreads out. Hey, I got other people on the line. Thanks, Jim, for your kind comments. God bless you, brother. Thank you.
You too.
And we're going to head to Tampa, Florida. And we've got Sarah on the line in Tampa. Sarah, thank you so much for calling. Welcome. You're on the air.
Well, you said you didn't have anybody from Florida, so here I am.
I am delighted. And you and I have talked before, have we not?
Yes, we have.
That's what I thought. I thought we had talked before.
Anyhow, I wanted to remind you, too, about the young fellow that was talking to you earlier. I am 91 myself.
91. Well, God bless you. You've got me beat by a few years.
Okay, yeah.
But I'm catching up with you.
Yeah, I heard you talking yesterday about that. I said, well, that fellow's a little bit old. I wanted to comment on something you brought out yesterday about the fellow, the young man that had the stroke.
Yes.
And the doctor kept probing around till he just fixed it where when he thought something he would speak.
With a chip implanted in his brain, he can actually speak through a computer by just thinking. Yes.
That, I don't know. I have qualms about that.
Well, I do too. And what I said yesterday, and the one thing they're concerned about is they believe that this technology can be greatly used for people who have been paralyzed with the inability to speak and so forth, but they can't differentiate between the thoughts that an individual wants to make public and the thoughts that the individual wants to make private. Because I don't know about you, Sarah, I don't want everybody to hear what I'm thinking.
Right. I mean, and people can't help thinking.
Well, I don't know. I've known some people that I don't think thought at all.
I try to check my thoughts. Hello?
Yeah, me too.
Okay.
Me too.
Well, anyhow, I just wanted to comment on that. You know, it sounds so something that will take place in the future.
It's like science fiction. Sarah, we are seeing things come to pass that were science fiction not long ago. And with every new discovery, we have to consider the moral and ethical aspects as well. And that's going to become mm-hmm. more and more difficult. And as I said yesterday, often the big question is not that you can do it, but whether you should. And just because you can does not always mean that you should when it comes to science, technology, and so forth.
Right.
Well, Sarah, you have blessed me today. Thank you for calling.
Well, praise the Lord. I'm glad.
We will praise the Lord together.
I enjoy your filling in for Mr. Buckley. It's a refreshing to hear you coming on the line.
Well, thank you. Hey, I know you call Bill. You call me anytime when I'm subbing for him. All right. God bless you, sweet lady.
Thank you.
All right. All right. Bye-bye. Oh, my goodness. 91 years old, and she's talking about brain implants and chips. Man, if I make it to 99, I pray I have that kind of sharpness. What a great call. All right. We got a phone line available for you. Yes, Ohio, Florida, or wherever you're listening, 877-BOB-LIVE.
Follow Bob on Twitter at twitter.com/BobBurneyLive.
And again, welcome to an open phone Friday on Bob Burney Live. My telephone number, 877-BOB-LIVE, 877-262-5483. Phone lines have been pretty busy today, which I love on a Friday. I always love to hear from our listeners. Columbus, Tampa, my number, 877-BOB-LIVE, 877-262-5483. Well, I keep saying I'm a slightly embarrassed Ohioan concerning something that happened in our nation's capital yesterday, on a much smaller scale, but it's similar to what happened on January 6th that has been called an insurrection. And by the way, I totally, completely disagree with what happened at the Capitol building on January 6th. But we hear all the time it was an insurrection. Well, they were illegally inside our Capitol building. Well, something similar happened yesterday, but nobody's calling it an insurrection. However, I don't have enough time between now and the top of the hour to deal with the topic truthfully, so I'm gonna hang on to that. All right, so hang tight. Hopefully I'll get to it on Fridays. I defer to the phones. Whatever I want to talk about, I defer to you folks. So let me give you a couple of quick stories before the top of the hour, or before we go back to the phones. The liberal left destroys everything it touches, whether it's political or theological. Here is another illustration of just how brazenly corrupt the leadership of America's mainline Protestant denominations have become. I don't know whether you've ever heard of Mount Bethel United Methodist Church of Marietta, Georgia. Now, there aren't many large United Methodist churches left. The reason, as the denominational leadership began to slide to the left several years ago, well, this is what happens every time a denomination slides to the left, they begin to decline. So United Methodist churches that are still a part of the denomination and are a part of the liberal slide are declining. It is extremely unique and unusual to have a United Methodist megachurch. But Mount Bethel United Methodist Church of Marietta, Georgia, is one of them. They claim 10,000 members. Yeah, 10,000 members. Well, a couple of years ago, this church began talking about leaving the denomination. A discernment process, they called it, to begin the process of leaving the United Methodist denomination. Well, did I mention that this is a 10,000-member church with a huge sanctuary and property and buildings worth millions of dollars? Well, the United Methodist North Georgia Conference unanimously voted recently to seize all of the assets belonging to the church. Property, building, furnishings, everything. Seize it. Now, who paid for this? The people of the church. Who built it? The people of the church, the congregation. The denomination did not build this church. In an announcement on Monday, the North Georgia Conference of the United Methodist Church said they undertook the measure, and I'm quoting, "Get your barf bag out. Get ready to gag." They undertook the measure, quote, "out of love for the church and its mission." Given this determination, all assets of the local church have transferred immediately to the Conference Board of Trustees of the North Georgia Conference. I'm not making this up. This regional conference of the United Methodist Church voted unanimously out of love to basically kick 10,000 people out of the facilities that they paid for, they financed, they took care of, and they're doing it out of love. Now, here's the bottom line, folks. They don't care about the people. They want the money. They want the buildings. They want the pews. They want the pipe organ. They want it all. They don't care about the people. They want the building. That's sick. All right. Quickly. I'm going to go to Danita in Fairfield County, Ohio. Danita, you're on Bob Rennie Live. Hi. Welcome.
This is your old friend, and I just wanted to tell you that I can top the lady that was 91. I was 100 in March.
Oh, my
and I'm
goodness.
Still going strong, and I can say that I told you not to tell anyone the last time that Mark Lowry and I were. He was my boyfriend.
Yeah,
and
I know
you didn't.
You
tell
have
anyone.
I wouldn't tell anybody that you have a crush on Mark Lowry. I wouldn't. Danita, God bless you. Oh my goodness, 100 years old and listening to the program. I thank you for calling. What a blessing. Have a wonderful day. 100 years old. I'm going to have Mark Lowry call you.